A man's been arrested after plotting to blow up a Federal Reserve building in New York. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's one of the things that we're going to talk about. Thank goodness for a strong chief of police, Ray Kelly, in good old New York City. He was able to stop this thing. At least the people around him were smart enough to sniff it out. And once again, it is tied to a student visa. But really, the buzz in the backyard is over the election that is now 20 days and counting. Can you believe it already? Actually, less than that. We're under the three-week mark. And before you know it, November 6th will be here. What will we be talking about when I jump on the air, when it comes to the elections that not only are the presidential elections, but also from the legislative body, what happens in the House and a couple of those key Senate races? Do we see a big switch there? Because one or two in a certain direction could change the face of the people who make the laws and vote on the laws by next year, heading into 2013, with the fiscal cliff hanging in between, keeping us on the edge of our seat. Oh, so many cliffhangers, and who knows how they all end. Honestly, it's too close to call at this point. It really is. This is seriously a horse race. I don't think the president blows out Mitt Romney if he wins. And if Romney wins, I don't think he blows out the president, but it would be a major, major upset because still, Romney, even though they're neck and neck and the polls are showing that people are talking about that, he still is the underdog. The incumbent always has a little bit of an edge, except for when the economy's doing poorly. Do you think the economy's doing well? Do you see people that are thriving, not just surviving barely, but thriving? What does it look like in your neighborhood? I always say the best litmus test is driving around. Go a couple of blocks, you know, cut a big wide swath in the neighborhood. Not just your immediate next door neighbors, but drive around the neighborhood and really start to check things out. What's happening with the lawn care? What's going on with the houses? Are they up for sale? Is anyone being foreclosed on? You can get a sense of where people are by doing that. Even if you pop over to a neighborhood next door to yours, another development, and do that, and you'll see that really the buzz in the backyard is some people are doing well, but plenty of people are struggling. Plenty of people are scrambling to try to give themselves a net to figure out what they're going to do to find jobs that are elusive, because so many have been shipped overseas. All right, speaking of finding jobs, Lance Armstrong loses a couple. One, his Nike stripes are gone, but also he'll sit on the board of Livestrong, but he's stepping down as the chairman of the Livestrong Cancer Charity he founded back in 1997 when he was recovering from cancer. Cancer that they weren't giving him much of a chance to live. Part of the reason has to be because of the intense pressure, the scrutiny, since the anti-doping ruling came out. So the doping cost him sponsors and his charity role for sure. I mean, he has really crashed this time. The American Cancer Society, which had a long relationship with Armstrong, said it would continue to collaborate with Livestrong, but he walked away, giving up that chairmanship because he was hurting the brand. And just like that, boom, all is done. And this is really, we're talking millions of dollars, too, in a Nike deal that he's walked away from that because they wanted him to walk away from that. And remember, this is a guy who won the 7 Tour de France's in his career, and he denies to fans, to sponsors. Everyone's backed him. Now people are starting to not back him. This is just a week after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency detailed out what they called the overwhelming, that's their terms, not mine, evidence of Armstrong's involvement as a professional cyclist in the most sophisticated, professionalized, and successful doping program. Here's a spokesperson, what Catherine McLean had to say.
In order to prevent any sort of risk or damage to the foundation as a result of current controversy from the cycling world, he wanted to make sure that he took every step available to him to protect the foundation, and so he is resigning as its chairman. Lance and his family are our biggest donors to the foundation and its mission. They've contributed $6.5 million, not to mention the countless hours and years of their lives that they've devoted to serving cancer survivors, and that work will continue as it always has. I think this allows our board to operate unencumbered by any kind of controversy that is related to, you know, cycling or the sporting world, and focus on the important work of the Livestrong team.
Wow, so how about that? So that's it. He's done with that, other than being on part of the board and hanging around for moral support, but otherwise, he had such a big presence, the presence is a little bit reduced. It's obvious in what you heard there what the reasons would be for that, because he knows he would be killing his own charity if he were to stay around, because he won't be that, he wouldn't be that big drawing card that he was in the past. In fact, he would probably be the opposite. So the very, very smart move. Very smart move. All right, this is a shocking number, and this came up in the two first debates. This came up, the student loans and what's being paid for student loans. And maybe I'm naive to this world, but have you ever been in debt for $27,000? They said the average student loan debt is $27,000. It's up 5% from the class before. Now, these aren't numbers I'm picking out of thin air. They're numbers that were pumped out there that are supplied by the California-based Institute for College Access and Success. And are they underestimating the problem because they don't include graduates of for-profit colleges who borrow more than their counterparts? That happens a lot. What are they not looking at? And college students with an unemployment rate of 8.8% in 2011. So when you get out, you better be getting a decent job, because you're going to have to pay that back. Oh, you're going to have to pay it back. You're going to have to figure out a way to do that. And the time for these numbers is interesting because of all the alarm about the scope of student debt nationally, which by some people, by some of the measures, has surpassed $1 trillion. That's crazy. Even government figures show about 10% of borrowers with federal student loans in the measured scale had already defaulted within 2 years of starting to repay. Oh, my, oh, my. It's starting to become a major, major issue. Some odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Another segment out here on America Tonight. I have to apologize. Nail the Score is coming up on our next show. Normally we would have done it on this show, but I think Matt being sick and me losing a few brain cells to jet lag caused a malfunction on the show.
I was too ill to get the computer out of the back room is actually
you couldn't lift it.
Probably the main problem. I'm just too weak.
So we're gonna Charles has to be in charge. He's gonna have to lift the computer out for our next show.
It's gonna be risky because he's a little bit smaller than I am.
Well, I might have to pay.
He'll be at 100%. While I'm at like about 50 right now. So
yeah. So Nail the Score coming up on our next show, not to alarm anyone, because normally we would have done it. But it's coming up on our next show. I'm going to blame it on that New York bank bomb plot, topping odds and ends, fleshing it out a little bit more for you. What's interesting is the guy who from Bangladesh who wanted to blow up the Federal Reserve, his full name is Qasim Mohammad Rizwani Ahsan Nafis, came to the country with plans to destroy America. That was what he was telling people in letters that he saved. Before carrying it out, He went to a warehouse, 21-year-old kid, to assemble a bomb using inert material, according to the FBI, because this was an undercover sting thing. And the court documents say he asked an undercover agent to videotape him saying, "We will not stop until we can attain victory or martyrdom." So agents grabbed him with a mobile phone they believe was rigged as a detonator after he made a couple attempts to blow up a bomb inside a car parked next to the Federal Reserve. So what happened was he contacted a confidential FBI informant in July telling him he wanted to form a terror cell, NICE, and so they were able to snap him up. That's the NICE part of that. And he chose other spots. He had proposed several other spots. The New York Stock Exchange was one. The Federal Reserve was another. And thank goodness they were able to figure out who he was. He couldn't pull it off. And that's a good thing. He said he wanted to blow that one up because it's home to the world's largest accumulation of gold. Remember, dozens of governments and central banks store a portion of their gold reserves in vaults deep below that building, so it makes it a bigger bullion depository, actually. And I didn't realize it was bigger. I knew it was close. Bigger, but it is. It's bigger than Fort Knox. So he was a lone guy doing this himself, and he was arrested for plotting to use a weapon of mass destruction on U.S. soil. Whew. That's a scary bit of business, I have to tell you. Ugh. Didn't happen. That's the good news. That's the best news in all of that it didn't happen. Odds and ends means that there's a couple of other things that we will throw in here. That's why we call it odds and ends, because really, there is a lot of things that are happening, believe it or not, besides the election, including the fact that the UN, one of the agencies of the UN anyway, is hot on the trail of editing worldwide, anyway, textbooks. Here we go again. Get out the red marker and slash out what we don't deem to be appropriate. So what UN agency is doing that? Well, it's an agency that's funded by the Saudis. And what they want to happen. You had experts from 21 countries who met in Paris last month. And it was financed by a $30,000 Saudi donation. And it focused on ways to ensure that content aimed at students systematically reflects cultural and religious diversity and avoids gender stereotypes. So King Abdullah cut a $20 million check to UNESCO's emergency fund, in fact. Critics say that the funding will come at a price. They predict that the Saudis will want input into what goes into rewritten textbooks. So what is it that they want to rewrite? What would it be that they want to change? And I would say that in the research for this, the Saudi school textbooks for the last academic year have examples of what Saudi children are taught, and what they're taught is adhering to Islam is the only path to enter heaven and escape hellfire. It's from Islam to love Muslims, to hate the unbelievers and not to imitate them. And examples of false religions include Judaism and Christianity. So how about that? So the Saudi embassy, a spokesperson in D.C., hasn't really returned any phone calls to this matter, but a UNESCO official has said that the financial support of members was welcomed. You have something you want to get done here? Well, we are supporting you in any single way that we can. Oh, man. How many times do you think about this? This is an odd and an end. When you've got a when you see a disabled vet, I mean, I really feel for the people who have come back. And how about this disabled Army vet who says a law firm told him he should have died instead of collecting disability payments? He's suing in federal court. Michael Collier and his wife say that the Gerstle Chargo law firm and debt collection agency, which has offices in Minnesota, Arizona, and Iowa, engage in deceptive, this is their suit, in deceptive, unfair, and abusive practices. This is following a judge's ruling that the firm illegally got their funds. So the disabled vet's lawsuit is trying to fend off the debt collectors, and that's when that comment about you should have died came out. Oh, that's nice. Mmm. So he wants to try to get his money back, and he was told to sue for it. That's the deal there. He claims, according to the complaint, he was subject to a profanity-laced tirade from a legal assistant. So that's no good. Ooh. All right, and this is our last odds and ends story. And this one has to do with the Texas Attorney General, who says he'll defend high school cheerleaders over Bible verse banner. He's just going to keep on fighting and try to flip that over. It's Greg Abbott is the state attorney general, and he's filed the papers to intervene in a lawsuit that the cheerleaders at Kunst High School, and that's the name of it, filed the suit against the school district, complaining that a new policy violated their freedom of speech. In September, the district told the cheerleaders to stop using Bible verses at football games after the Freedom from Religion Foundation complained. You know, we talked about the story, and I don't understand how these atheist groups, I get to each his own, but I don't understand how these atheist groups, why bother with this? Why are they arguing that using the banners with the phrases like, I can do all things through God, why are they making such a big deal about this? I don't understand how that's awfully offensive to people. It's something that they've, see, here's the thing. They've done this for a very long period of time. It's been a tradition. They've done it year after year after year for 40 years. So now they're challenging this? I mean, give me a break. I don't get it. There are other things to attack. There are other things to go after. Kelly Shackelford, the president of Liberty Institute, who we had on the show, is representing the cheerleaders. And he says, you know, bring on the interventionist case. It's crazy. Crazy. Hang with us. We're going to the flip side.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We're headed to the mailbag, but before we do that, let's check in with Stacy, who's listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, what are you thinking? You think Obama's not going to make it this time around?
Oh, pray to God he don't. I'm just going to say this real fast. Obama, the only thing he does is lie. He just wants to be in the White House. He don't know what he's doing. He ain't got a clue. Old Brett guy Romney goes in. Anybody's better than Obama. But what everybody needs to do, make sure that he don't go in, is the same thing I've done. It's like I'm politicking for the sheriff in this county. But, everybody I've talked to, I don't know how many hundreds. I've been around politics since I'm 47, been around since I was 10, 11 years old. Anyway, I know I've got 24 to 25 for sure. Changed. I've been a lifelong Democrat, not anymore since Obama. But I have got them changed from Obama going to vote the other way. They said they'll vote any way besides it. People don't really understand what he is doing. I have got a doctor that's been a friend of mine since I was 5 years old. He's one of my best friends. He said he wished he'd made a bricklayer instead of a doctor now because of Obama. People that's listening, you don't understand what's going to happen. If this man is reelected, it's going to be holy hell. I'm telling you, you have no idea what is going to happen. But food, sales, Medicare, everything is just do like I've done. Get out and talk to people and tell them to vote the other way. That's the only way America is going to survive, because he's destroying it. Honestly, my own opinion, nothing to do with the radio station, my opinion, He is trying to destroy America on his own, and so far he's doing one hell of a job.
Well, and see, Stacy, thanks for the call. Stacy, as he said, is a Democrat, and I've heard this more often than not. He's a Democrat who's flipping, who's voting in a different way because he's frustrated with what he's seeing and is worried about what's going to happen in the future. And, of course, I keep saying this, but, you know, it's like we're at the poker table and there's X amount of dollars on the on that table. How many chips can we afford to lose? And this is the concern of so many folks out there. You're in that situation. Like I said, I get the tax bill today. You're looking at your tax bill. You know, coming around the bend once again. Uncle Sam wants his take. You got the tax bill. You got the other tax bill. You're looking at higher grocery prices, and you're looking at higher, paying $4 for gasoline for regular. So higher at the pumps. At some point, there's a breaking point. Are there companies making money? Are there people in America that are doing well? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Are there people, and we've talked about this, relying on companies to create jobs so they can work for those companies and make a decent living? Yes. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can invent some genius social networking site that makes them a ton of money. There has to be the workers, or there used to have to be the workers, and the problem is, with so many things going offshore, there's less workers, and there's less incentive to staying in the United States. It really is about that corporate tax rate. I've been beaten up about that before for saying that, but it's the truth. If you're to hire people, you're going to have to show to your stockholders, hey, we still made a profit, we made this, we made that. But you got to be able to make that profit. A business doesn't mean free. And so it's smart business has to be that, yes, you can hire people, but you have to have the money to hire them. You have to be able to make the budget. You have to be able to get the extra dough to be able to do that. And if you're getting creamed on the tax situation, it's not like I'm crying for the, oh, poor corporations. It's just the reality. X plus X equals what? And when it doesn't add up, then, of course, the obvious thing is take the business elsewhere or lose your job. And anybody at the top doesn't want to lose their job either. If they're sitting at the top of the pyramid, they're not looking to not make a profit so that they can get fired. They would like to hire people because that means they're more profitable. That means they're making more things, but they're not going to do it at the expense of their job in the company. And that's the bottom line for anybody who's in between who can't afford to be the entrepreneur, because guess what? Not everybody's getting a loan since the banks don't want to loan you money on good ideas. You know, there was a movie that Jim Carrey did called Liar Liar. But the premise of in the movie is the fact that he was Yes Man. He was a bank lender, and he would deny all the loans to all the people with cockamamie ideas. And then, because he couldn't say no, he said yes to everything. So anybody who came in, who was an entrepreneur that did anything, made celebrity cakes, boom, he said, yes, I know it's a Hollywood movie. But that's the problem. That was a Hollywood movie. In real life, you're not getting the loans for those things, so there has to be worker bees. All right, enough of the lecture. Let's head to the mailbag.
Have mail, mistress.
Oh, there he is. See, they're going on strike, too. He wants more money. The mailbag guy wants more money. Where are we getting that? All right.
Yeah, baby.
You just think it's some errant voice. So Sam says, hello, Kate. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Wondering what your thoughts were on that FBI arrest. That's huge. In that Federal Reserve plot. Thank goodness. Can you imagine if they had blown up the Federal Reserve in New York City? Well, thank goodness, no, that didn't happen, because how many people would have been in the way of that? 21-year-old student visa, tracked it through Facebook and some other social networking sites, and they were able to nail him, and that's the key thing. I give such credit to Ray Kelly, the commissioner of New York, for doing everything he could to thwart that. He's hired some really good people and has kept his own watchful eye on what's happening, especially when it comes to the visas. Since you, as you know, in tracking back what happened on 9/11, that was a student visa thing, and how could it be that forever and a day people would get a student visa, then just disappear into the ether once they got into the United States? How easy was that? And a very easy way to score your way in and then do whatever it is you were going to do. So bravo to Ray Kelly for that. And that's what the deal was. The idea was to blow up the Federal Reserve, but luckily that was all stopped. Whew. We dodged a big one. New York is always, always, always the target. And people are waiting. People, Al-Qaeda, Islamic jihadists, whatever, people who want to do damage to the U.S., they're waiting for the U.S. to let the guard down, waiting for the city that never sleeps to fall asleep, but it didn't happen this time. The Bangladesh guy, the 21-year-old that they picked up, was supposedly going to school in Missouri, but really he was plotting an attack the whole time, and they got him. Kwasi Nafis. They were able to lock on to it, and they were able to get them. All right, this one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I know you pay attention to the polls. Did you see the latest Gallup? How about Romney leading Obama by 6? That has to account for something. Even the Newsmax Zogby poll has Romney ahead in Florida, one of the states that you keep talking about. Yeah, the Gallup numbers were, thanks for that, the Gallup numbers were 51 for Romney, 45 for Obama. That's interesting, a 6-point lead. The survey that was taken before Tuesday's debate, so the survey shows pretty much, if you were to look at the Gallup numbers, you'd have to say, well, it's Romney's to lose now. So that's where your lead stands. How about that? That's pretty significant. A 6-point margin is the biggest lead in any survey. And this is 3 weeks before the election. So does that momentum stay the way it is? Does it change? What happens here? Monday's debate, I think, is a big one. It's the final one. It's the final one. So likely voters, what happens there? Real Clear Politics looked at Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. All those states were supposedly leaning to Obama. Now RCP says it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. Boy, Democrats are saying they don't believe in the Gallup voter model, that this is not... I mean, that something's wrong with the polls. They're saying something's wrong with the polls. It doesn't compute from what they're hearing. And this is less than 3 weeks before the election. Then you have this Harvard poll that says Obama's losing young voters. So that's pretty gloomy news, I would say, for the press. I'll tell you, the people who would be shocked the most, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, because they've taken over a year to figure out how to make this reelection work for Obama after brilliantly getting him elected the first time around. They'll be the most stunned people outside of Washington and inside of Washington over this whole thing if Romney ends up winning. But here's the thing with the young voters, which is what Axelrod and Gibbs, the two big players in Obama's camp, did so well. Young voters are saying they're supporting Obama, but by a very narrow margin, much smaller than they did in 2008. Harvard University's Institute of Politics of Likely Voters under 30 years of age show that Obama leads Romney 55% to 36%. Exit polls of voters in the 2008 election showed Obama beating McCain among those 18 to 29 by 34 percentage points. That was key to his win. So how about that? These are people that were eligible to vote 4 years ago, and they backed Obama over McCain. Ooh. Third debate. It's going to be interesting. Stay with us.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Or some gloomy faces. Yankees Tigers ALCS Game 4 postponed until Thursday because of rain. Boy, Tiger fans were chomping at the bit to wipe away the stain of the Yankees, but they didn't get a chance to do it. Comerica Park was dry when the game was called, so people were a little bit upset over that. I guess they didn't want to take the chance. But postponed, that means Detroit gets another day to try to go after the Yanks. Problem is, sometimes that momentum, when you have the momentum going for you, you don't want to wait. Rain can do funny things to baseball games. It can. And team momentum and all that. Detroit leads the best of seven series, 3-0. So they wanted to close this out. The first pitch was scheduled for 8:07 p.m. But shortly before then, the crowd was informed that there was a delay. Then a radar forecast for the Detroit area was eventually posted on the scoreboard. Oh, that's a bummer, isn't it? You kill yourself to get there, and then that happens. They got that misty rain after the postponement, and before you knew it, they were calling the whole thing off. So, postponed, it'll be rescheduled Thursday, 4:07. 4:07. Detroit has a chance to say bye-bye to New York. And there's just as many Yankee fans who are upset with how the Yankees have been playing, because now they have to clear the decks faster than the Titanic when it slammed into the iceberg. They know what it's like to try to, the Yankees know what it's like to try to dig out of a hole, a big hole. It's tough to do that. Very tough in the playoffs, especially with that momentum that can swing so instantly. All right, you might find this interesting. You know, for some reason, we are fascinated by the wealthiest people of all time. So there's a big story about who is the richest person ever. Mansa Musa. That's a nice name, huh? Mansa Musa. A 14th century African king was estimated to be worth $400 billion. So that's the richest human being in all of history. There is a website called Celebrity Net Worth, and they released a bunch of information about the wealthiest people. So that African king gets with the $400 billion is number one. The Rothschild family is two, $350 billion. John D. Rockefeller, gee, are you shocked by that? $340 million. See the captains of industry still. Andrew Carnegie, four, $310 billion. That's because they were just printing money back then. Nikolai Romanov, $300 billion. The Mir Ali Khan, $230 billion. This is of all time. William the Conqueror is number seven, $229.5 billion. Muammar Gaddafi, I'm sure that'll make some people flinch, $200 billion, eighth on the list. Henry Ford, $199 billion. And Cornelius Vanderbilt, $185 billion. Which, by the way, related to the Vanderbilt fortune, is Anderson Cooper of CNN. When you have all that, you're like the heir to all this dough. I don't know. You really go into other countries and being shot at? It's like that lottery question. Really? Are you going there? Really? How about this? The 9/11 mastermind KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, rattled a few cages when he spoke out during his pre-trial hearing. He gave advice and references the terror attack. I mean, you know this is going to happen with this nutball. Because you have people who, you know, victim family members who wanted to see, who were in attendance, and they were already enraged to see him saunter into court in a camouflage vest and whatnot. So then he droned on making crappy statements about torture and strategy and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, here was some of his rant. He said, the government at the end of the argument gave you and advice. They told you any decision you're going to issue, you're going to have to keep in mind the national security and to remember that there were 3,000 people killed on September 11th. I want to give you a similar advice. Any decision you would take, you have to keep in mind that the government is using the definition of national security as it chooses, however it chooses. And this expression has a definition in the military commissioner's rules. So a bunch of bizarre diatribes, and that was his first extensive public remarks in more than 4 years. He interrupted what was going on to speak. He went after the president for the drone strikes. He made a cryptic reference to the killing of Osama bin Laden and a whole bunch of other things. So the family members were upset when they watched him speak from their seats in the courtroom gallery. They shifted around, moved around. I don't blame them. I mean, you knew he was going to do that because that's, you're giving him the stage. You're giving him the stage to let him do that. That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem with allowing that to happen. But of course they're going to do that in the interest of having a fair military tribunal and not having everyone breathing down their back, that's the reason why. So it's, of course they're going to get upset over that. All right, here's another one that I think you'll find interesting. A $10,000 dunk. Can you dunk a basketball? I certainly cannot dunk a basketball. I've never attempted to dunk a basketball. But Air Jordan did. Michael Jordan did a lot. I saw him in person, and, man, it was electric. I have to say, of all the people I've ever seen play basketball, he was pound for pound the most exciting. That's why a very rare 92 McJordan barbecue sauce is selling for $10,000. $10,000. A man who used to own McDonald's restaurants in North Dakota decided to sell a 20-year-old container of McJordan barbecue sauce to a buyer in Chicago. The sauce was used on McJordan burgers. It was named for the icon that I mentioned, Michael Jordan. Then the promotional deal was sold in markets for a short time in the 90s when Jordan led the Bulls to 6 championships. So a guy in Bismarck saved the gallon jug of sauce after selling his McDonald's restaurants in Bismarck back in 1996. He said it was in his basement. He would look at it occasionally and thought it could be worth something. It could be worth a lot. I'd say that's pretty good for something you just threw in the basement. He said he was ecstatic. You never know what's going to be a hot item. And $10,000 says it's a pretty hot item. How about that? For some barbecue sauce with the reference to Michael Jordan. I guess we shouldn't be surprised about anything, really, at this point. This is a big story. Lance Armstrong steps down as chairman of Live Strong. Also, Nike cut ties with Lance Armstrong. This is what's now going to happen because the brand wouldn't be strong with him. So how about that? This comes a week after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a massive report detailing allegations of the doping by Armstrong as teammates when he won the Tour de France 7 consecutive times from 1999 to 2005. The document's purpose was to show why the USADA had banned him from cycling for life and ordered 14 years of his career results erased, including those tour titles. It contains sworn statements from 26 witnesses. Woo, it's hard to refute that. Including 11 former teammates. Man, I wonder who was the biggest Judas in that bunch. Livestrong will go on, hopefully, to continue to be the charity where it's raised so much money. He had been there for so long. He's still going to be on the 15-member board. They're just making him not the face of Live Strong. And Nike, just they're flat out just cutting ties with him.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.